We're now joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
And good morning. I'm so glad you're here. It's wonderful of you to get up this early in the morning.
Well, I wanted to talk about Donald Trump, of course. He can't stop making headlines. His comments about the Khan family, and he's drawn sharp criticism for his response from John McCain and some other top Republicans.
Well, first of all, you have to go back to the convention and, frankly, the brilliance of the Democratic Party for putting Mr. Khan on. After all, his son was a captain in the Army. He was killed. It becomes a Gold Star family. He gets up there. So instead of running from the Trump comments about Muslims, the Democrats show a devout Muslim family who in fact, had the loss of a son. The wife is traumatized to the point where she stands there, but she can't speak because she's so upset. The father goes after Trump, pulls out a constitution out of his pocket and said, "This is the constitution. I've read it. Have you, Mr. Trump," basically. And it becomes a cause celebre and turns the whole thing around. So now Americans are aware that there are very good Muslims who really are very good Americans and part of the structure of the country. It was on many levels, it turned out to be exactly the right thing for the Democrats to do to give him this featured thing. And he becomes this face that is now familiar to most Americans. Trump doesn't exactly know what to do, so he starts to attack the guy, Mr. Khan. And of course, there is a tremendous pushback. And now John McCain enters the fray. Now, remember, he said he liked war heroes who weren't imprisoned because John McCain was in prison by the Vietnamese all of that time. He's a war hero, and McCain will never, of course, forget that. So now McCain, who is running for office himself, comes out and blasts Trump, and is followed by a whole bunch of other Republicans who are also running for the Senate, who do the same thing. So now you have this fratricidal war within the Republican Party, and you have a lot of people. After all, remember, the Bushes never even showed up at the convention. These are two ex-presidents, you know, of the United States, and they weren't alone. So now all of this comes to prove that there are going to be implications for everything that Trump says. Now he goes ahead, and what is he saying now? He's saying that Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, and then he goes on to say Hillary Clinton is the devil. So we have now seen unprecedented movement to the lowest possible denominator in this campaign. The question is, who is Trump aiming at in order to get their votes? And we know that there is a feeling on his part that the lower middle class is where he wants to go, and that those are the silent or moral majority that will vote for him. We'll see if there's a point at which Trump just goes too far.
There's a little less than 100 days until Election Day.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
We'll see where it goes. Thanks, Alan, so much for joining us this morning.
We're delighted to do it. It gets better and better all the time.